this.
Anyway, let me come to the decision tomorrow so we can discuss this further when we look into the decision.
Yes, this we will. Of course, you are right, but we also want to come back to this draft decision on the guiding principle of financial assistance, because this is connected, and I can't see the but the wording as it is now, is that you think that is that something we can adopt? And then we come back to this with this financial the guiding principle for financial assistance, which we all have a decision at every COP. Okay. I will suggest that with those comments made and clarifications, we will. I will ask you that we adopt this decision on fostering the implementation of the sustainable financial mechanism under the convention. I can't see any more parties that want to come, so thank you for that. And we have now reached the agenda item number 8, but shall we take this?
Either we take this at the work plan, or we do the
Yes, I will suggest discussing with the secretariat that we take this decision on the the guiding principle for financial assistance together with the work plan. Yeah. If you can agree with me on that, that we take that together with the work plan, and that we now move to agenda item 10, because of the time constraint now. Yes.
Hmm?
Yeah. So if, just to be clear, that we now have adopted this document on fostering the implementation of the sustainable financial mechanism under the convention, and that we will come back to the work plan tomorrow morning, and after the let's see how time is running this afternoon. So I will invite now to that we go to agenda item 9, which is the plan of action for the convention. No, sorry, I was wrong. Here you can see. Sorry for this. Agenda item 10. Item 10, which is the communication, outreach and engagement strategy, and then we wait for the agenda item number 9. Sorry for frustrating you and myself, sorry for that. I would just recall that at the 9th meeting, the conference of the party requested the Bureau to prepare a targeted communication strategy in order to facilitate ensuring robust and sustainable financing for the convention activities, and also that the draft strategy seeks to support implementation of the long-term strategy for the convention until 2030 by providing guidance and a set of options for communication as well as outreach to government representatives and focal points and other stakeholders. We established within the Bureau a small group on communication, of which I, the chair, was a member, and I would also like to thank the other members of the small group, Jasmina Karba and Mikael Strukel, and the secretariat for their work on this strategy. And there are two key objectives of the preparation of the communication outreach and engagement strategy. Firstly is the mandate provided at the 9th meeting of the COP, which was to prepare, as I said, a targeted communication strategy in order to facilitate ensuring robust and sustainable financing for the convention, and in addition to provide guidance and a set of options which government representatives, focal points and other stakeholders can use as a toolbox for future communication, outreach and engagement in relation to the convention. And this is a quite extensive document, so I will invite Mikael Stukel to give a presentation on this document, please.